Janet Anderson from the Windy City
of Chicago, Illinois.
Actually named the Windy City because of blowhard politics.
Right, right. But it's also windy, right?
It is. It is because of the skyscrapers. But it was nicknamed that when Richard Daley was in, he was more important than the president back then.
Well, thank you so much for coming today.
My pleasure.
I mean, this is perfect for the show. So where would you like to start? Like, when did she start doing art, or when did you kind of feel like, okay, she needs a hobby?
Dana actually broke past barriers at an early age because some of the schools in Huntsville had children with cerebral palsy and were okay with that because they were limited to a wheelchair. Mm. And that didn't scare very many teachers or administration. So we walked in and Dana had Down syndrome and mobile, and they got a little nervous. But even before then, we had broken in 3 different preschools because each one was extremely nervous about having her.
Right.
And then after a couple of months of having her, they were excited and loved her participation, and they were proud of themselves as an organization to be able to include people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of been our path.
Right.
But students who are in self-contained classrooms in special education are not allowed to take electives. By law, the schools have to give them a quality education, which means core subjects. So that does not mean participating in band or walking down the hall to the art department.
Okay.
So I've had people argue with me, well, they do too get art. Well, if you ask any parent with a special needs child, they'll tell you, yes, they were sent to art every single day in 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But they came home every day with the same Xerox of a Winnie the Pooh coloring page.
Right.
They were put in the back with a table with other special needs kids and an aide. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the rest of the class was working on posters for school spirit or what have you. So that's not art.
So essentially they were just dismissed and
that's correct.
Made to be busy.
Yes. And true, there are some high schools where they get to walk down to the art department for a week and go through the process of making something in pottery and learning about the kiln and whatnot and painting it afterwards. But that, again, is not taking art.
Right.
Not exposure to charcoal and watercolor and a full year of learning and experimenting.
Right.
So we just happened to come across a studio, Inside Out Studio, that had just opened. I was looking for something for her to do post high school graduation.
Right.
And we went there, and she didn't take to it right away because she'd never been exposed to it. But after a couple of weeks, she grabbed a paintbrush, and they provided canvas, and she just took off. She only goes once a week for about 90 minutes to 2 hours and usually paints about 4 or 5 pieces.
Right.
So in the last 3
in one
years.
Sitting.
Yeah. And they're all completely different. So there are times we wish we knew what was going on in her head to understand what she's producing. But the more important point is that the whole community and nationwide are now learning what's going on in her head because of the paintings that she does.
Right.
We had, here in Huntsville in 2018, we had the first ever showing where an artist with special needs was given her own gallery, and that was at the Botanical Garden. She had a 2-month, 20-piece stint there.
Right.
The reception we had was fabulous. We invited other barrier breakers, celebrities. The media was there because it was history making.
Mm-hmm.
First time in the state of Alabama. I did research, and as it turns out, first time in the South.
Yeah.
So we went from Huntsville over to Atlanta. We were invited to display an exhibit at a gallery downtown Atlanta for 3 months and 32 pieces there. And of course, I would say we made history in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
So CBS did a national spot on her, and we've sold about 100 pieces to 35 states. So she's gaining a following.
Right.
And the interesting thing is that everyone who purchases something from Dana contacts me personally to thank me for having art available that they can purchase because it has touched their heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad charging them, but but I have to pay for mailing, and we give a portion of all our sales to the studio. So I'm never ashamed about raising money for the studio.
Oh yeah.
But I've been touched by how many people go out of their way to explain how meaningful Dana's art is to them. So we have an exhibit coming up on North Michigan Avenue in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be September 16th through November 27th.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a big deal because I guess we'll be the first ever artist with special needs in the Midwest to be given a gallery.
Yeah.
And hopefully there we'll get a lot of people who are bigwigs in the art industry, you know, from various museums and whatnot. Because that's the ultimate goal of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Dana's is just to go and enjoy painting.
Right.
And I'm glad she does, and that's all that's ever on her mind. But I'm trying to use her art as a platform to enlighten the public that persons with special needs can do cool things if they're given the opportunity, and also that they're not just part of a community, but that they can be a valued part of the community. We've just really moved out of the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, society has kind of kept special needs in a corner.
Right.
And so we are moving out, but I want to move us a little bit further to say these people can contribute great in many ways to their community and to society. So we're excited about the Chicago exhibit. And the goal is to get her into a museum. I've done research, and there's some barriers to break there too.
Is she like exploring other mediums, or you know anything kind of new that you can tell me about?
We have to stick with acrylic because oil in your mouth is one of those things that you have to run to the emergency room.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
An acrylic paintbrush in your mouth just means we frown on Dana and say, let's not do that. So,
well, her work is absolutely beautiful. I mean, gorgeous.
Well,
why change it if it's beautiful the way it is?
And the cool thing about Dana's paintings is she paints over everything about three times.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll work on a painting, and I'll say her helper and Sherry Broyles, who is the executive director.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say me because my position is out in the hall. She won't start working till I leave, which is great.
Yeah.
It's great. It means she has totally embraced that as her place.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'll look over her shoulder, and there'll be some magnificent piece, and she'll just paint over all of it with brown and start again.
Oh,
but that's how you get some of these blended colors, is because she's painted and then painted over it, but not quite fully to one point, and then you have all these other colors that sort of seep through.
Right. Oh, and the contrast is incredible. There's one in particular, because you're talking about that, and I noticed it. It's this one with the brown and the yellow in there, and the blue. I mean, I just, because there's no particular block of yellow color,
right?
And looking at it initially, you wouldn't it doesn't register that there's yellow in there, but then I looked at it closer and I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect.
And she may have painted this. It looks like there's yellow seeping through some of that dark blue.
Yeah.
So she may have painted the whole thing yellow and then gone over with blue and then come back later with the brush stroke that makes it look like water.
Yeah, it does look like water. Yeah. All of these abstracts kind of look like landscapes to me.
Yes.
But, yeah, gorgeous, magnificent landscapes, not just things that you would see around Huntsville. Although Huntsville does have its spots. But, you know, there are some of the water, of course. One of them, this one, there was like a couple that kind of made me think of like volcanoes. This one, I love that one.
Well, the one you're pointing to is the one that made me go, okay,
wow,
this needs to be in a museum.
Yeah.
Previously, she was just enjoying art.
Yeah.
And what happens is, when she's done, I come in, mm-hmm. and then we go to the bathroom where I hose her down and clean her up, and I change her shirt so we don't get paint on the seatbelt. Mm-hmm. And I usually go in with a camera and I take a picture of everything that she has done.
Right.
Now this piece she painted sideways. She painted it this way.
Okay.
So when I set my phone down in the bathroom,
yeah.
and I was helping her, I looked at it from an angle. And when I turned it from what she had painted,
yeah.
it was this magnificent landscape
yeah.
piece with light, reflecting light
right.
on top of what looks like bushes and trees.
Yeah.
You know, things that I learned about when I took art in college.
It's got beautiful dimension,
so,
too.
So as soon as we finished, I gathered our stuff quickly and I went running back into the studio and I said,
yeah.
turn that piece of art around.
Yeah.
And they did. And I said, that is outstanding. We're going to do something with that. And that's what kicked off everything, because I looked first locally. I saw mm-hmm. the Huntsville Botanic Garden. I just called and I said, how do artists apply for consideration?
Right.
They told me I submitted just like any other artist would. And
yeah.
So that, you know, it's crazy. So, yeah, we need to get her in a museum and let the public go see her work, too.
Yeah. You said something interesting about how people think that somebody with a low IQ can't do much, but she has a high art IQ. I couldn't help but think that it kind of comes down to what we have. And there are so many things that this applies to, the kind of conventional standards of what makes a person valuable.
Right. What we
such
value.
As beauty or smarts or career choice.
Right.
Et cetera. And we are just now starting to learn maybe we've missed something.
Yes, about IQ. You know, it's funny because all through school, when they would do testing, as you know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. our schools got into testing as the priority
right.
over anything else. She failed everything because guess what? Mm-hmm. They don't have testing for nonverbal.
Yeah.
How silly is that?
It is silly. It really shows that we need to
I'm like,
to
why
ourselves.
Even put her through the motions? Because mm-hmm. she's going to get a zero. Because the test is she has to point to whatever and say what that is.
Yeah.
And so Dana has always failed in all her tests, and who cares?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not really legitimate because they don't accurately measure intelligence.
That's
really
correct.
They only kind of measure it on just one level, and that's how good are you at testing? Let's find out. And
right.
that's it. Yeah. Well, we can wrap up there since she's ready to go. Do you have anything else that you would like to add or mention?
Dana, do you have anything else you'd like us to say? Oh, yes. Her website.
Yes, her website. So, it's DanaAndersonArt.com?
That's correct. And she also has a public Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
I think if you're searching for her, it is Dana Anderson, Huntsville Artist.
Right.
And then that will take you to her. But if people want to follow what she's doing, they can follow her on her Facebook page and then learn more about her story on her website.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you go to her website, we have several videos, but the one that's queued up is an interesting quick story because the wonderful people at Media Fusion did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, you know, we have so many wonderful treasures here in Huntsville that the nation does not know about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And Media Fusion is kind of one of those. They're one of the premier production companies in the country,
mm-hmm.
and they are the sole production company for NASA.
Oh, wow.
But they came to me and asked if they could do a video for Dana for free. That would have cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
But they asked if they could do a video for her because they so believe in her cause.
Yeah.
And so if you go to her website, please go to the videos headline and check out the one that's in the queue. It's an amazing piece.
All right. Thank you for coming in to interview.
My pleasure, Sarah. Thank you very much.